I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Tammy's on vacation this week. My girlfriend Sam is filling in. John and Sammy. San Diego's other morning show. Man, people are freaking out thinking that Tammy's gone now.
I know.
No one freaks out when I'm on vacation. It's like, oh, can John, is John back already? But everyone's like, what's wrong with Tammy? Where's Tammy? Is Sammy really taking over Tammy's job? No, it just rhymes. It's funny and it helps. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome.
Producer Jessica and yes. Sam, both huge Disney fans. Who's the biggest Disney file out of the both of you?
Oh,
you
gosh.
Think? Oh, I don't know. I don't think we've ever had that discussion. I mean, I named my kid Walt, so I think by default.
Default because of Walt.
Yes.
Gotcha. I mean, I don't have a kid, so.
Do you guys know what Disney bound means?
Yes.
Yeah.
What is Disney bound?
Oh, yes. No. Oh, you see? That's why I'm a bigger Disney fan.
What is Disney,
Disney
bound?
Bounding is when you dress like a character, but you're not actually in like a costume.
Wait, so you said Disney bound.
That's
Disney
what I said.
Bounding?
Disney
yeah.
bound.
You call it Disney bound, Disney bounding. Yeah, it's the same thing. Yeah. It's
don't when be, you she's just, mad that she didn't know. That's why.
Yeah. Whatever.
So like if I was to wear red pants, a black shirt, maybe my shoes were yellow, I'd be Disney bounding as Mickey Mouse.
That is exactly right. I'm very impressed with that because adults are not allowed to dress up as characters
that's
in Disneyland.
Not true. That's
That is absolutely 100%
true. Not during Halloween.
Well, yeah, at the Halloween parties you can, but at any other time you're not allowed to have the Disney costumes.
Did you come here this morning to be argumentative?
But during Halloween you can, during the Oogie Boogie Bash.
Yes, kids correct. Under 12 can dress like their favorite Disney characters, but grown-ups are not allowed to except during Halloween, apparently, because Disney want the official characters in the parks to be the only things in costumes.
Yeah.
Correct.
Did you see the article about the guy who went to Oogie Boogie Bash dressed as an Amazon worker and they denied him access?
I was wondering why.
Why?
I don't know. They asked if he was delivering a package and they got like suspicious and they called over supervisors. And
wow.
I think eventually he did get in, but at first they weren't sure because they thought he was trying to deliver a package.
And he's Disney
he's
the
like,
main
no, this
gate.
Is my Disney bound. This is my costume.
There are clothes police, wardrobe police at Disney. For example, obviously, some obvious things. You can't wear scary or offensive clothing. You can't have revealing attire. Although, what does that mean in today's day and age? I suppose walk around Disney topless.
Well, they've had people that have worn little on their tops, usually women, and they've asked them to go
cover
get a shirt and put it on and cover it up.
Can a guy go shirtless at Disney?
No.
No.
A guy can't take off his shirt at Disney?
No.
Interesting.
I'd like to see you try, though, like on the Tiana ride.
Yeah, I mean, on a water ride, you can't take your shirt off.
No. Nope.
Interesting. You also can't have outfits with long trains or dragging fabric. Did you know that? Any floor-length gowns, giant capes. Okay, if you're wearing
a giant cape.
I'm going
to wear my gown to the park next time we go.
I saw a guy in a cape on Saturday, so that's not entirely true.
Why was he wearing a cape?
Well, they sell them like it was like a Sith cape.
Ah.
Yeah. So they sell them. They actually sell capes type and Jedi robes.
Okay. It makes sense. Yeah. They don't want anybody tripping you or anyone tripping over you. So just be aware. If you're Disney bound, you can only dress to mimic a character's look. You can't actually be that character. If you're an adult, if you're a kid, it's all about you, as Disney should be. John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show on KSON. Carly Pierce sat down with Bunny, Jelly Roll's wife, on her very successful podcast and addressed very candidly just what went down between Carly and Michael Ray, married for just 8 months before they divorced.
It wasn't what I signed up for. It just wasn't the marriage that I know I deserved. I knew that very quickly. And I think plenty happened to where it was very clear to me. This just wasn't a marriage.
Was there ever any infidelity or anything that would make you question his love for you?
The album 29 wasn't written out of like thin air. I am in the happiest season of my life. If he ever watches this, thank you. Because you taught me more about myself. You taught me how strong I am. Put me through things that have made me better now.
So I don't speak Carly Pierce, but I dabble a little bit. I don't think when she said, I want to thank him, that she really means thank you. I think she means something else with the word you at the end of it.
Oh.
I don't think thanking him is what she really means. But
maybe.
So there were rumors that he cheated. Is that yes. the whole thing?
There was rumors, yeah.
I mean, there's three sides to every story.
Right.
But.
And we just saw Michael Ray. It was the most unusual thing. We were at a benefit, and Sam looks across the street, and there's this obnoxiously good-looking dude just hanging there, out of place looking, because... Yeah. Kind of dressed like a rock star, and we're all just dressed like, you know, us. And she's like, look, that looks like Michael Ray. And sure enough, it was Michael Ray. He was at the benefit, and he's with who?
Adrena
from Patridge. The Hills. They seemed happy. They seemed okay.
They've been together for a while now.
Yeah.
I'm excited to listen to the full podcast, because I don't know what it is about Jelly Roll's wife, Bunny, but people, like, really open up to her on that podcast and talk about things that I've heard nowhere else. Yes. And they get so comfortable with her. It's fascinating.
That's as much as I've ever heard Carly talk about her divorce from Michael Ray. So I guess you're right about that.
Yeah. It's not just her. The Elle King one, when she talks about her dad, was insane.
Bunny has a way of just like magically pulling it out of you.
WWBD.
What would Bunny do?
833-287-1037. All this week, we're giving you a chance to go to Las Vegas and see Blake Shelton. Give you a couple nights stay, pay for your gas as well, and all you have to do to qualify for that prize is to take on Sammy, in this case, in the College of Hollywood Knowledge. You get more right, you get $100 too, but either way, you're qualified for that trip to Vegas to see Blake Shelton. 833-287-1037. Call now. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge with John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show on KSON. It is a big day today if you are a fan of super sugary hot breakfast drinks. Because Starbucks is bringing back today the pumpkin spice line of menu items. It's not just lattes, right, producer Jessica?
They've got their cold brew, which is my favorite thing in the world. I love it so much. I can't wait to go get mine today. And they've got all their other autumn drinks. There's a pumpkin spice chai tea latte cold brew thing that everybody loves. And there's also their apple ones and all that. So all of the fall line is out today.
My girlfriend Sam is filling in this week for Tammy, who's on vacation. It's John and Sammy. San Diego's other morning show. I probably should know this about you, but are you a pumpkin? You're not a big pumpkin spice gal, are you?
I'm not, but I definitely go after the apple spice stuff that Starbucks does.
Okay, all right.
There's like a hot apple cider juice.
I have made a list of pumpkin spice products. The goal for you two is to figure out if these are real or fake. First off, pumpkin spice cough drops.
I would tend to think yes. You say no?
I would say no, but...
Well,
I need a final answer.
I'm going to go with my instincts. I'm going to say yes.
Correct.
Thank goodness.
CBS put these out a couple years ago. Next one, pumpkin spice Gouda.
Gouda like cheese?
Yeah, Gouda cheese. Pumpkin spice Gouda.
I'd say yes to that.
I'll go with yes.
Correct. Pumpkin spice dog treats.
You know what? My dog and most dogs... Not only go crazy for pureed pumpkin, but are told, as from a doctor's point of view, it's very healthy for their stomach. I'm going to go ahead and say, yeah, it's real.
Yeah, too. Yeah.
Greenies had it.
Yeah. Pumpkin puree is very, very good for your dog.
Especially if they have an upset tummy.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Sam. Well, yeah. We kill. You see what we are together? When we team up, when we use our powers for good.
Yeah, better together than apart.
I agree. Oh, let's get out of here. What?
Pumpkins. Okay, moving on.
Yep.
Pumpkin spice toilet paper.
No, I hope not.
Come on.
Oh, I thought this was not real either, but if you look it up, Dude Wipes specifically.
No way.
Is making pumpkin spice Dude Wipes. All right, moving on. Pumpkin spice salmon.
God, I hope not.
Guys.
No.
Like a dip or like.
It's salmon. I saw two different deli counters selling these. And it's pieces of salmon that they've rolled into pumpkin spices.
Like a marinade.
So like a rub. Yeah, no, like a rub.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I don't think I would like that.
No.
Ugh.
Basic people.
Pumpkin spice deodorant.
Yeah. Yes. That's the thing.
Native has that. Pumpkin spice spam.
Hope not on that, too.
I'm going to go ahead and say point. I'm going to say no. Yeah. I mean,
it is.
Yes, I meant.
Well, it was real for 1 year. Spam released it in 2019 as a specialty product, pumpkin spice spam.
And how'd that do? It obviously didn't do great, so it's gone.
No, it's no longer in things. I don't think it did well.
Sam doesn't dig on spam.
Oh, I love spam.
I don't mind a spam.
No.
Every once in a great while.
I had a really great cocktail out of a spam can in Hawaii.
Oh, that's super neat.
That was fun.
All right, let's do one more.
Don't be mean.
How about pumpkin spice motor oil?
No.
Okay, yeah, that's right.
All right, that's ridiculous.
Let me tell you, finding fake pumpkin spice products is harder than finding the real ones.
Yeah. Everybody's trying to make one now.
Everybody has had a pumpkin spice product.
Then there's things you kind of hoped were fake, like the pumpkin spice salmon. I guarantee you we are leaving that restaurant if we ever see that on a menu.
Is that a deli counter? Like, no.
John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show on KSON.
Sammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Sammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Heading out to PB. What's going on, Callie? Doing real well. Appreciate you asking. Hey, would you do me a favor? Since Tammy's on vacation, would you kick Sammy out of the studio?
Sorry, Sammy. You got to go.
Good luck.
All right, Callie. Five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Sam. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I also want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, Callie, all right?
Not Tammy.
I'm sorry. Go to Sammy, Callie, all right? I got to get used to it, too. Is there a celebrity you cannot stand for petty reasons? People online are sharing their thoughts, and one of the celebs is Keith Urban because, quote, his hair enrages me. I just want to buzz it off straight down to the middle. Wow. True or false, Keith Urban was not born in Australia, but in New Zealand. William Shatner's new book will include testimonials from fans about what he and his work have meant to them. William played Captain Kirk in Star Trek, whose best friend was a pointy-eared, part human, part alien from the planet Vulcan. Who was he?
I have no idea.
3 years ago, The House of the Dragon debuted on HBO. The House of the Dragon is a prequel to what show?
Oh, shoot. Oh, my gosh, I can picture it. My sister's going to kill me. I don't know.
Netflix has a new astrology hub where you can look up recommendations based on your zodiac sign. How many zodiac signs are there?
Nine.
And finally, only 11 country songs ever have reached a billion streams on Spotify. Meant to Be by Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line is the most streamed. Tipsy from Shaboozy is number two. And Something in the Orange is number three by whom? Let's get Sam back in. All right, Callie, what's going on in your world today?
Just working. I'm an event planner.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Callie, an event planner in PB, did 1 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Sammy, if there is a celebrity you absolutely cannot stand for petty reasons, people online are sharing their thoughts, and one of the celebs is Keith Urban because, quote, his hair enrages me. I just want to buzz it off straight down to the middle. True or false, Keith Urban was not born in Australia, but rather in New Zealand.
True.
That is true. He's known as Australian singer-songwriter, but...
Huh.
Check the stats. He is actually born in New Zealand. Kelly went false. 1-0 Sam. William Shatner's new book will include testimonials from fans about what he and his work have meant to them. William played Captain Kirk in Star Trek, whose best friend was a pointy-eared part human, part alien from the planet Vulcan. Who was he?
I have no idea. I don't watch.
Mr. Spock.
Okay.
All right, well, that's what Callie said, too. Didn't know, so it's 1-0 Sammy still. 3 years ago, The House of the Dragon debuted on HBO. The House of the Dragon is a prequel to what show?
I don't know.
Callie, I don't like this very much because Sam appears angry with me for not knowing the answer.
Why aren't they easier?
The answer was Game of Thrones. It's still just 1-0 Sam. Netflix has a new astrology hub where you can look up recommendations based on your zodiac sign. How many zodiac signs are there?
12.
12 is right. Kelly went 9. It's 2-0 Sammy. And finally, only 11 country songs have ever reached 1 billion streams on Spotify. Meant to Be by Bebe Rexha and Florida Georgia Line is the most streamed. Tipsy from Shaboozey is number 2. And Something in the Orange is number 3 by whom?
Something in the Orange. Morgan Wallen?
Nope. That would be Zach Bryan. And just that kidding. Is what Kelly said. So today we finish with a score of Sammy 2, Kelly 1. Meaning, Kelly, you're not going to get any money today, but we are going to qualify you for a great prize. Maybe, possibly, you'll go to Vegas to see Blake Shelton. We'll put you up for a couple nights and pay for your gas to get out there, too. We'll give that trip away Friday, but you are qualified, okay?
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful day. Enjoy event planning. And before you leave, unfortunately, I do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Kelly, and I flunked out of Sammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Went so well yesterday. We're going to do it again today. As you get to know my girlfriend, Sam, I will get to know my girlfriend, Sam. Another round of Ask Sam. It's John and Sammy, San Diego's morning show, as Tam's on vacation. Hello, you.
Hi.
Some listeners have submitted some questions. Remember, you are free to pass on one. But when you pass on one, everyone's going to wonder
why.
Exactly. So I would just suggest
just
being honest. And remember that I'm very insecure. Okay, here we go. This is from Luke, who's downtown. Do you want John to stop playing the harmonica?
No. He's just not really allowed to play Piano Man that frequently anymore. We're working on new songs. But actually, I just asked him if he would sit in with my best friend's husband over Thanksgiving and bring Piano Man back out. So I kind of do it to myself.
Did you hear that, producer Jessica? Sam actually asked if I could play Piano Man in November.
That's fine. I won't be there.
I think the reason why is she doesn't think I'll have any chance of learning a new song by then.
I mean, you could play like Wagon Wheel.
I know I can. Thank you.
Is there anything else?
All right, let's move it along. This is from Abby and Julia on the Odyssey app. Okay, what would you say is John's best and worst traits? And again, listeners, Abby and Julia on the Odyssey app. I wonder who that could possibly be.
So weird. It's like they're your daughter, maybe.
I know. I think we're all interested to hear this.
This question feels like it maybe came from you directly.
I don't know. What do you think? Let's start with John's worst trait. I mean, if he was here, what would you say is his worst trait since he's right in front of you? Or should we start with best? What's easier for you?
I don't know.
You can't tell either.
You have a lot of best traits. You're very funny and very respectful and very complimentary. And I don't know. You kind of always are a great energy in any room you're in. And I think those are all great. You're also an amazing dad, which is one of the qualities I love most about you. And your family is so important. There's a lot of good qualities.
I think we can wrap it up here. I think this is all good.
Bad but qualities?
The worst traits.
I don't.
Come on, just go. I'm right here. Just be honest. Rip the Band-Aid off. Here we go.
Can I pass on this part? I don't know.
You can't. You gave her the option of passing. You can't get mad if she wants to pass.
But that's half the question. I mean,
what do you think your worst trait is?
Oh, I'm stubborn. I'm not always punctual. I judge food a lot.
That's not a bad trait.
Really?
No, I don't think so.
There are some in this room that would argue with you.
I'm not saying it's a bad trait. It's just an annoying one.
That's not your
one.
Worst trait. Yeah.
What is my worst trait?
Pass.
So there's something there.
You can't judge her for passing.
I'm not judging. I'm wondering what's in that pretty little head right now is what I'm wondering.
Maybe she's passing for the betterment of your relationship. You need maybe take the pass and run with it.
This is coming home with us. Don't worry. Oh. I'm going to be asked all night what that was.
Okay. Since you passed, you're not allowed to pass
Fine.
Again. Okay. This is anonymous.
AKA you?
No, this is not me. These are listeners' emails. I asked them to submit.
Okay.
What animal would you use to describe John's loving moments?
Oh, are you joking?
My God.
I did not ask this question. This is anonymous.
That is such a lie. You totally
asked
this question.
And this is something you cannot pass.
A gorilla. You're very protective and
all right, that's enough.
It's your favorite animal.
Okay. We just found out more about Sam than
we're finding out more about you than me.
Oh my goodness.
I like to ask Sam. Thank you. I know you were uncomfortable with that. Wondering what my worst trait is still. Tammy's on vacation this week, and because it rhymes and because she's nice, my girlfriend Sammy is in. It's John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show on KSON. Had a nice date on Friday night, did we not?
We did.
Surprising date. We weren't really planning on doing so, but an errand turned into a dinner date at a place I haven't gone to in a long time. When I used to live in Rancho Bernardo, I would go to Carver's all the time. If you know, you know. Steaks, chops, prime rib, great happy hour, and I like it still because we are the youngest people there. It's right next.
By far.
It's right next to a retirement community. And again, if you've been there, you know.
What time did we go for our date, babe?
We got there. Well, again, we were there to run errands, but we got there at 4 because that's when it opened. And we were there for a quick happy hour, or so we thought, and ended up having dinner. It was great because, first of all, we have a great happy hour. By 4:15, there wasn't an empty seat in the place. And a lot of those people, as I mentioned before, seasoned, mature, if you will. Although I shouldn't say they acted mature, at least one of them. So this lady comes in. Would you say she was entitled?
That's an understatement.
She comes in. She wants to sit at the bar area. She's like, I need three seats. Would you all mind scooting down one so I can have three seats? Which, of course, obviously we would totally do that. But what she didn't know until we told her was that this empty bar stool next to Sammy was broken. That's the reason why nobody was sitting in it. Well, we tried to tell her that.
She wanted nothing to do with that.
Said, I'll just sit in this chair. I'll make it work. And she's trying to drag the chair across the floor. And I said, Miss, I'm sorry, this seat is broken. I need three of them. Thankfully, the bartender stepped in and brought this demanding person a chair, and everything seemed to be okay. The next thing she wants is a wine glass full of ice.
Yes.
Because apparently it's okay in her world to go ahead and bring your own beverage into the restaurant.
Yeah, out of the purse. Magic bottle.
I thought you could do that at certain restaurants and there'll be like a corking fee.
This wasn't a drink. This was like her own soft drink that she didn't want to use their fountain sodas.
Oh, it was a soft drink?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
That's hilarious.
I know. And
in a wine glass on ice.
Yes. And then she looks at the bartender and says, I would like a loaf of garlic cheese bread ASAP.
So we're going to skip everyone else who ordered and go get her bread only.
Place is packed. The guy's the only bartender there. It was actually very funny.
I don't understand the entitlement some people have. They think that they can walk in and what I need matters more than anybody else in this place. And no, I need it now.
Normally, I would agree with you, but it tended to work for her. She got served right away. She got her chairs. She got her glass ice. And she got that garlic cheese bread delivered ASAP. Yes.
Loudly. Well, at least for her to hear once she got her chairs. She was just like, she should have them.
Yeah, and she didn't respond at all. So Sammy had to jump in because Sammy's passive aggressive sometimes.
Just a little bit.
You're welcome.
She's like, thank you. I needed those three.
Hey, man, I can't fault her too much. Everything she wanted, she got. Maybe that's the way.
Do we have to be like that?
You have to be a certain age to be like that?
I think, yeah.
Once you pass the point, then like...
Like if I did it, I'd be the biggest jerk in the world. Because she did it and she was made up and she was old. She's adorable.
Older.
So that's what I have to look forward to.
You can have whatever you'd like in the future.
And people can give it to me because I'm old.
Yes. Right. That is the message that she was portraying, at least. Perfect. Anyway, thanks to the gang at Carver's. What a wonderful meal that was. And I don't get to Rancho Bernardo very often, but when I do, that's where I'm going. John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show on KSON.
Hey guys, it's John. I am outside Claremont High School. I'm not loitering. I am here to make Mondays a little better. Ice cream sundaes from Handles on a Monday in exchange for some high fives. Come on, it'll be fun. Let's go.
Another round of high fives given out yesterday to some of the fabulous staff at Claremont High School. What a cool vibe. What a cool spirit I can feel within the building. It's weird because when I was in high school and I saw kids in the office, they were never smiling. They never looked like they were having a good time. Every student I saw yesterday looked like they really wanted to be there, which was weird because the only person, and I don't mean any disrespect when I say this, the only person that didn't want to be there was this guy. And it's not because I didn't want to get high fives or meet listeners or pass out Handles ice cream. It's because when I go back to a school, specifically high school, every insecurity I have as a teenager comes rushing back. The smell of a school. The, oh my God, I didn't study enough for the test. Oops, I left my assignment at home. Oh my God, that pretty girl looked at me. I'm going to have a heart attack and possibly soil myself. Everything came rushing back to me. Alicia, who was our contact at the high school yesterday, kind of had to talk me down a little bit.
Did you think that they were going to give you a surprise quiz?
She said to me, I still have the same stress dreams as well, that I'm not prepared for a quiz. Like, I literally have to wake myself up in the middle of the night, because I still get these dreams to this day, that it's mostly college, that I'm going to class, and I have not been to one class the entire semester, and we've got the final.
I have the opposite. I miss school days so much. I had a dream not long ago that I was back in school, and I woke up and went, oh, I miss that.
For the most part, obviously. I love college. I learned a lot at college.
I didn't do any part. I was such a rule follower. I was such a, like, buy the book, do this, do that. I was really boring.
You kind of raged in college, though. Come on.
No.
Come on.
No, I didn't rage until I got out of college.
Oh,
because then I wasn't 21 yet. When I graduated, I was finally 21. Yeah.
Well, I can speak on record with my hand on my chest saying I never partied either until I was 21. Anyway, I actually have to, these stress dreams so much affect me that I need to wake myself up and remind myself that I graduated, that I have a degree, that I have a job.
Okay.
That those college days have long since sailed. Anyway, thank you to Claremont High. I met some great people. I met a lot of good solid high fives with some educators yesterday.
Okay. High five.
High five. High five. Thank you. Solid high five. High five. Air five. Air five. Air five. Okay.
The tater. You.
The tater. High five. Can I have a
sheep?
Oh, you're so
cute. You think, wait a second, am I getting you love?
Please tell me at the end there that was a dog.
Yes, they had a service animal named Tater Tot.
Oh, I love that name for a dog.
Well, I had my girlfriend Sam with me. Oh, my God. I'm lucky Sam came home with me. Because she was all about Tater Tot. Thankfully, the teacher whose service animal it was like, no, I need Tater. But yeah, it was just a great time. We would love to come out and say hi to you. Get some more high fives. Go to KSON.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Tammy's. College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's say good morning to Tanner and Ramona. How's it going, Tanner?
Hey, morning, John. Doing good. Just taking my three boys to school.
Right on. You're a busy dad. Good for you, man. Hey, do me a favor. Would you kick Sammy out of the studio, please?
All right, Miss Sammy. It's time to go.
Good luck.
All right, Tanner. Five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Sam. You'll get $100. Thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. Also want to remind you, Tanner, that all ties go to Sam this morning, okay?
All right, sounds good.
Today is the day that this coffee shop giant starts serving their famous pumpkin spice lattes. What is the coffee joint?
Starbucks.
Lil Nas X was arrested for walking down a lane of Ventura Boulevard in his underwear, then attacking cops when they approached him. Lil Nas X became huge because of the song Old Town Road.
I'm gonna take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back, horse stock is attached. Head is matted black, got the bushes black to match.
That is a duet with who?
Oh, shoot. Y'all know? Uh-oh.
Kenny Baker would have celebrated a birthday over the weekend. Kenny was the 3'8" actor who played the most popular drone/robot in history, playing who in the Star Wars universe?
R2-D2.
Is there a celebrity that you cannot stand for petty reasons? People online are sharing their thoughts, and one of the celebs someone hates is Dax Shepard because, quote, he just feels fake and a tryhard. Dax is an actor, a comic. He also hosts a huge podcast and is married to what famous actress?
Oh, jeez. I don't know.
All right. And finally, a fisherman in Florida caught a shark while fishing and was bitten while posing for a photo with it. Will Smith, in 2004's animated movie, voiced the role of an underachieving fish named Oscar, who falsely claims to have killed the son of a shark mob boss in an attempt to advance his community standing. What is the movie?
Oh, no. We all know that. Shark Tale.
All right, let's get Sam back in.
My boys wanted to let you know I got 2 Dodger dopes in the car.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm so sorry for you.
Hey, I'm a Dodger fan.
Okay, well, you got one smart one at least. I'd cut your losses, pal. All right, Tanner did 3 out of 5 today, Sam. Oof,
okay.
Tanner, Sam's also very nervous. I should let you know that.
All right, good deal. We are too.
Sammy, today is the day that this coffee shop giant starts serving their famous pumpkin spice lattes. What is that coffee joint?
Starbucks.
That is right. Tanner knew that. 1-1. Lil Nas X was arrested for walking down a lane of Ventura Boulevard in his underwear, then attacking cops when they approached him. Lil Nas X became huge because of the song Old Town Road.
I'm going to take my horse through the Old Town Road. I'm going to ride till I can't no more.
I got the horses in the back. Horse stock is attached. Head is matted black. Got the bushes black to match.
That song was a duet with who?
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus is right. It's 2-1. Tanner did not know. Kenny Baker would have celebrated a birthday over the weekend. Kenny was the 3'8" actor who played the most popular drone/robot in history, playing who in the Star Wars universe?
Oh, gosh. I don't watch Star Wars stuff. Obi-Wan.
Obi-Wan.
I don't know.
That'd be Obi-Wan Kenobi. No, B. It was R2-D2, actually.
Just kidding.
No, it doesn't work. Sorry. Tanner knew that. Just kidding. It's 2-2. Is there a celebrity you absolutely cannot stand for petty reasons? People online are sharing their thoughts, and one of the celebs someone hates is Dax Shepard because, quote, he just feels fake and a tryhard. Dax is an actor, a comic, and hosts a huge podcast. Plus, he's married to what famous actress?
Kristen Bell.
Is right. Tanner did not know. 3-2. Sammy. And finally, a fisherman in Florida caught a shark while fishing and was bitten while posing for a photo with it. Will Smith, in 2004's animated movie, voiced the role of an underachieving fish named Oscar, who falsely claims to have killed the son of a shark mob boss in an attempt to advance his community standing. What's the movie?
I don't know. Nemo 2.
Shark Tale. And Tanner knew that. So today we finish with a tie. Unfortunately, Tanner, all ties still go to Sam. So you're not going to get any of her money, but we are going to qualify you for a trip to Vegas to see Blake Shelton. We'll put you up for a couple of nights and also pay for your gas to get out there.
Very cool.
All right, man. That's going to be given away at the end of the week. Good luck with that. And have a wonderful day. Enjoy those boys. Enjoy your day. Appreciate you playing Sammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Thank you.
As we wrap up Sam's tenure with John and Sammy, San Diego's other morning show. So you're done. You've done 2 days now. What are you thinking? How are you enjoying this? You have a newfound respect for what your man does for a living.
It's early.
Yes, it's good. Well done.
So I respect the fact that you wake up at this hour every day. But yeah, it's fun. It's a fun morning.
Good. Thank you. Well, I loved having you here. I appreciate your name rhyming with Tammy because it made things very easy for us this morning.
You're welcome.
And yesterday. And I really appreciate your mom, Mona, coming on this morning and cussing again. That was so beautiful.
No problem.
She's going to make me pay.
Yeah, she is. She said karma is a beep.
Yeah, and sure enough, she was not beeped. She was not beeped in pure Mona fashion. Anyway, tomorrow morning, I am joined by another superstar. My daughter, Abby, is making her return. She did such a great job filling in last year when Tammy was on vacation. She's coming back tomorrow for all the things that you love. But this time, it's John and Abby. San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.